From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say a Eureka man was killed in a crash Wednesday between a pickup and a tractor trailer. A Mazda driven by a 24-year-old Eureka resident was traveling northbound on Myrtle Avenue north of Pigeon Point Drive. The vehicle left the roadway off the east roadway edge, then traveled back across both lanes of traffic and ran into the path of an oncoming vehicle, colliding with a tractor trailer. The pickup truck driver was not wearing a seatbelt and died at St. Joseph's Hospital. The investigation into the cause of the crash is continuing. National Weather Service says coastal hail and heavy mountain snow are expected today and tomorrow. With this storm, areas in Humboldt County above 1,500 feet could receive 8 to 18 inches of snow accumulation, with minor snow accumulations possible in areas down to 500 feet. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for elevations above 1,500 feet until 10 a.m. on Saturday. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office wants to remind the public to take extra precautions when traveling during this wintry weather. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office IDing remains discovered last year near the College of the Redwoods as that of missing person Lucas Dale Blake Williams. Blake Williams was reported missing to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office on October 9, 2015 by his girlfriend, last seen being dropped off at the College of the Redwoods Eureka campus. Blake Williams was 37 at the time he went missing and was a resident of McKinleyville. On September 26 of 2017, at about 4:30 p.m., a PG&E wildlife biologist supervising a nearby project found skeletal remains and clothing items in the wooded area east of the main campus. A DNA sample from the remains was submitted to the Department of Justice and returned as a positive match for Blake Williams. Cause and manner of death undetermined, but foul play is not suspected. Early yesterday, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the 2200 block of Peel Avenue in McKinleyville for the report of a residential armed robbery. According to the victim, at about 3:30 a.m., three suspects kicked open the front door of the residence and entered the victim's bedroom. Two of the suspects reportedly brandishing firearms at the victim and demanding marijuana. Arcata firefighters made quick work of a fire at the McKinleyville Safeway located at 1503 City Center Road. Fire started in a loft over a storeroom where machinery is located. A sprinkler system had triggered and was working when crews got there. No injuries. Damage estimated at just a couple of $1,000. Cause of the fire on Tuesday determined to be ordinary combustibles stored too close to mechanical equipment. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.